News release. Colorado First Judicial District Attorney's Office. Scott Lee Smith II, Dobb, June 15, 1975, was sentenced on Wednesday by the First Judicial District Court to 30 years in the Department of Corrections for the murder of his wife, 46-year-old Kanoquan, Knock, Smith. On February 9, 2023, Smith pled guilty to an added count of murder in the second degree. Prosecutors stipulated to a 30-year prison sentence as a result of his guilty plea. In a courtroom filled with the victim's loved ones, including family from her native Thailand watching virtually, Knock was consistently described as a hard-working and selfless mother, sister, daughter, and friend. Her friends and family shared that she spent her life working multiple jobs to provide for those around her, including Smith. One of Knock's friends noted that Smith's sentencing coincidentally fell on International Women's Day, a perfect day to honor Knock's strength and the beautiful life she lived. Chief Deputy District Attorney Tyra Forbes told the court there was significant evidence to prove that Smith had planned the murder. Forbes stated that evidence included Smith's concerning behavior in the months leading up to the murder, such as surveilling his wife, setting odd calendar reminders, and obsessing over what would happen to her money when the divorce was final. Smith also exhibited highly suspicious behavior on the day of the murder, said Forbes. He texted Knock instructing her to put her ring in the safe, halted payment on a check, and several hours before the 911 call, he no call, no showed a long-standing weekly therapy session. At the time, Smith was a mental health counselor. Forbes went on to detail how friends and family told police that Knock was afraid of Smith and that she was trying to get away from him. Yet, despite their pending divorce, Knock allowed Smith to live in the basement, where she was ultimately killed. On November 1, 2020, at approximately 7:14 p.m., the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call from Smith claiming he had just shot his wife in self-defense at their home in Littleton. Smith told the dispatcher that his wife tried to kill him with a butcher knife. On November 2, 2020, Smith was taken into custody but released 5 days later based on a lack of evidence. Investigators continued to pursue Smith and discovered that after being taken into custody, Smith called his mother and asked her to recover covert surveillance cameras. Investigators later determined that 3 cameras were missing, all in locations that would be of great value to determining the events that occurred in the home on the evening of November 1, 2020. On September 24, 2021, after nearly a year of additional investigation, Smith was arrested and charged with first-degree murder and tampering with physical evidence. On September 30, 2021, Smith's mother, Teresa Rhino, Dobb 7 July 55, was charged with accessory to a crime, F5, attempted tampering with evidence, F6, and conspiracy to commit tampering with evidence, F6. She has pled not guilty and is presumed innocent. Her next court date is scheduled for this morning, March 10, 2023. The charges against Teresa Rhino are merely legal allegations. She is presumed innocent of the charges against her unless and until they are proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.